This is URN Sport.
The series has been retained, and if we can win today, we will be outright winners, definitely. That is what we like to see from the Green and Gold, isn't it? The spirit that they show so often. Hopefully we will see plenty of that here in this match as the teams line up and they are tossing the coin to decide. We're going to go over to Callum very shortly here, but if the Green and Gold can do it, if they can beat Trent yet again, it will be a tremendous victory, Alex.
Yeah, it is going to be a close encounter for sure. It's definitely going to be quite a spectacle today. So definitely stay tuned for all our updates on this highly anticipated clash.
Yes, it is the Harvey Haddon Stadium, and this is potentially the game where the University of Nottingham can claim 2017 varsity all of their own. At the moment, they've retained it with 11 points. They need one more point in the series to claim it outright as their own. I've been thinking of this much like the Ryder Cup, in fact, you know, where you can get 13 points to retain the title, but you need 13 and a half to win it and really rub their noses in it. And that's exactly what the University of Nottingham will be looking to do. And there's the whistle to start this game. Number 84 for Trent will be kicking off from the 30-yard line. And we are away in Nottingham American Football Varsity. Galliford catches the ball. Lots of blocks being thrown up front. He's through the first line of defence and he is taken out very well by the kicker, number 84 for Nottingham Trent University. He's made it down there to just about the 40-yard line. I think he's at the 35-yard line. So that is where the University of Nottingham offence will take over.
Trent clearly have come out with a lot of confidence today, Callum. And I think if they're going to get any wins this season, now's their last chance. They clearly don't want to lose varsity. And I think Nottingham are going to have to step up their defensive game.
But it's first and goal from the 4-yard line for Nottingham Trent University as they look to put the first points on the board in this varsity event. Obviously, a crucial varsity event. Remember, a win for the University of Nottingham means the win overall in the series as the number 32, the running back, gets the ball. And he is over for the touchdown for Nottingham Trent University. Number 32, Joe Pearce, the first man to put the points on the board in this American football event at Harvey Haddon Stadium. The crowd to the right of us making a little bit of noise. The crowd to the left of us, the University of Nottingham crowd, obviously a little bit quietened by that touchdown.
I think anyone watching the game will be a bit disappointed with the sort of lackluster defence that the University of Nottingham have shown so far. But I'm hoping we can make up for it on offence. I'm looking forward to seeing our offence. But it just seems to be that we haven't been able to deal with this sort of couple of huge running backs that have come through from the Trent offence and again sort of piling through. I mean, admittedly, it wasn't a large pickup, only about 4 yards, I believe it was.
Indeed. Kieran Consalves here with the extra point.
He's blocked,
and it can be returned for 2 points for the University of Nottingham, but it's been recovered by Nottingham Trent University by the kicker. The University of Nottingham will be very disappointed as we come to first down. Hand off to Pearce again, and he's through a massive hole, and he is running hard and running fast. Stopped well down there by Will Trickus, the number 21 from the University of Nottingham. But again, Luke, they'll be disappointed to be opening up so many holes on their own defence.
Yeah, it's difficult. Again, this is what we said with this same running back before. He's a huge guy, and as linebackers who are different sizes, there's a few guys in there that look like they could take him down relatively easily, but it makes the gaps relatively easy to exploit. So it's difficult. Nottingham got to toughen up, especially if they're going to stop those sort of big runs.
Yeah, Trent back out for the field goal attempt from Kieran Consalves now. The University of Nottingham blocked the first kick that he had, the extra point, and they've blocked another one. It's not going to go over the posts for the 3-point field goal. So the University of Nottingham will take over from their own 19-yard line, it looks like. And a big drive needed here, I think, for the University of Nottingham, not just for their own confidence, but to try and tire the Trent defence out as well. There's no point in having scholars like Jacob Cheatham, Bryce Wilson and Peter Adams from America if they're not going to be used on offence effectively. I think if we can get them the ball, Bryce Wilson, obviously, being an offensive lineman, I think he's going to take care of the men up front.
The key thing is this, and it's what we saw last year, partnership between people like Wright and Cheatham, which is allowing them to legitimately pass the ball. I mean, for too long this was simply a game of who was stronger, who was able to run through whose defence. Now it isn't. And I think University of Nottingham, with what you would say appears to be a slightly less strong team, who aren't going to rely on that. They need somebody like Wright who's got a bullet arm. And on that, there is an interception. Having just said that Wright has a bullet arm, I spoke too soon, Callum. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Nottingham Trent on first down have intercepted Sam Wright for a touchdown. It looks like it was number 17, Natal Malero from Nottingham Trent University, jumped on the pass,
I don't think
intercepted it and returned it for a touchdown.
I don't think you could ask for a nicer interception, if I was being honest. It was just plucked out of the air and absolutely no one to get in his way as he just jogged, unfortunately, into the University of Nottingham.
And with that, I clearly retire from my analysis of people having just praised Sam Wright's bullet arm. But look, that's the risk. That is the risk with the throwing game. And you see it at every level, from the NFL, of course, down to university in Britain, varsity football. But that shouldn't discourage them. The worst thing they can do now is decide that because of that, because something didn't work out one time, that's a whole aspect of this game they're going to abandon. If they do that, it's very negative. It's purely relying on the running game, which if they wish to win this, they cannot do. They need to come back. They need to come back stronger. They need to come back more confident. Wright needs to continue to throw the ball.
And Trent have attempted a two-point conversion there after the interception return for a touchdown. But Joe Pearce unable to get over from the two-yard line, encouraging for the University of Nottingham defence, who are going to have to go straight back out and do it again once the kick's been returned.
A chance now to fire back. I would like to see Wright throw this. I'd like to see him have the confidence to be able to throw the ball again. And it looks like he has. He has gone long. And there we go. There we go. I'm back in it. I'm back in it with my call. A big completion to number 10 that time.
That was a huge Hail Mary down the field.
Peter Adams, number 10, down the field and into Trent territory with just the one play. From the Nottingham 19-yard line down to the Trent 37, it looks like.
And that's so
big,
important.
Big play.
It's so important that they've come up with that on a throw as well, because someone like Wright now can trust his arm. People like Trent, or the team like Trent, can not rely on it too much this time.
There's
Wright
a penalty flag
again.
On the field.
There is
Wright
a penalty, but
downfield.
Five is complete again.
And it's complete for a touchdown.
We're going to see what's on that penalty flag before getting too excited about that.
Peter Adams with the touchdown. That was all Sam Wright needed, was two long passes for the touchdown.
And there is a flag on the play.
It looks like they're maybe calling it off, in fact.
And that is a Nottingham touchdown. They have declined the penalty. The penalty was on Trent. That is huge for the University of Nottingham, coming up with a massive passing touchdown.
Two massive passing plays from Sam Wright. As you said, Luke, you were praising his bullet arm.
Well, I redeemed myself, I think, because again, it is that partnership that UON used so well last year, which of any wide receiver. On this occasion, it was Adams who he completed to twice to push for a massive collection of about 80 yards on both of them. Well, the kick, in fact, is not good, and it's eventually recovered.
Halftime here at the Harvey Haddon Athletic Stadium in Nottingham Varsity 2017. The score is Nottingham Trent 12, the University of Nottingham 6. A very impressive half from Nottingham Trent's offence with that big drive in the first quarter, Jack. But then the two-play touchdown from Nottingham Trent, equally impressive from the University of Nottingham, equally impressive, putting their offence on the arm of Sam Wright and really relying on him to make throws, and Peter Adams coming up with two great catches.
It's been a good first half here. I think everyone's enjoyed it. And I think the University of Nottingham lads won't be too disheartened. There's definitely still time and there's definitely still hope.
There absolutely is both time and hope for the University of Nottingham. Only 6 points in this one.
Half time then in this Notts Varsity American football match. And it's been quite a spectacle, hasn't it, Alex? It's safe to say. I mean, tight, tense and tactical, I think is probably how I would sum it up.
Yeah, Trent were fast out of the box, getting an early touchdown and then compounded UNIOV's misery when Sam Wright made a mistake to double Trent's lead. However, we performed much better in the second quarter, definitely from UNIOV, with a great touchdown from UNIOV's perspective.
Yes, indeed it was. And we have got our own reporters out and about, and we're going to go over to Amar now, who is in the crowd and ready to, I think he's got some views there that he wants to share with some people.
Joe, I'm sat here in the crowd with a former American football player. What have you made of that first half? We're 12-6 down.
It's close. I mean, it's definitely within reach. I think we're really unfortunate to throw a turnover like 10 yards or something from our own end line. Hopefully we can bring it back in the second half. I'm sure we can.
I was sat by the 30-yard line for our touchdown, and it was an amazing throw. What was it like from here?
Mate, it looked amazing. It was in the air for ages, and Pete was the guy catching it, and Pete's pretty damn good at this game, so I had a lot of faith in him to catch it. Hopefully he can catch a few more in the second half.
And what did the boys need to do in the second half? Will the coaches make any tactical changes, or will they keep it more of the same, just clean things up a bit?
All right, now this is going to be quite difficult to follow, so you might want to slow this down when you play it back, but give the ball to Pete and let Pete do his magic.
If Wright is trusting his arm to put the ball down there, a chance to potentially tie with Trent and to put this game on even footing. And I would say that given the momentum is with them, this is a perfect opportunity for them to do so. Wright gets the snap and he does pass to number 9, who is clear. He is taken down at the opposition 35-yard line. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Callum.
Yes, an absolutely fantastic route there run by Jacob Cheatham. He came inside from the wide position, just slightly inside, and managed to grab the ball in between two defenders, outrun one of them before he was dragged down at the Nottingham Trent 35-yard line. So it looks as though the coaches are going to be putting the game on the shoulders of Sam Wright and asking him to pass the University of Nottingham to victory today as they take over. Looks like they've given us an extra yard, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the Nottingham Trent 34-yard line. The snap incoming. Sam Wright drawing them offside, flags on the field, so Wright gets a free play. He overthrows it, but that looks like it will come back. And I hope, if I've seen that properly, Nottingham Trent will be done for a neutral zone infraction, which will give the University of Nottingham 5 to 10 yards on penalties. Saw there from Sam Wright as he got the ball on the sideline after that throw from Trent as they hand the ball off to Joe Pears. And he is wrapped up for a loss of about 6 on the play. So an excellent bit of pressure from the University of Nottingham defensive line. But going back to what I was saying there about Sam Wright getting the ball on the touchline, when he has time to set his feet, he absolutely rocketed that ball across the field. And I think that there's one man on the Trent defensive line. He seems to be getting more pressure on Sam Wright than anyone else, and that seems to be rattling right a little bit. Should Trent pick up a first down here, they will just about be out of sight.
And both teams do have all their timeouts, and it's an important dimension of the game. I say that as Trent number 10 runs down, and he is going to be held back at about the 7-yard line.
That really feels like Trent have kept a secret weapon off the field and only brought him on when they really feel like going for the juggler, as we talked about earlier.
There is, however, a flag on the play, and the Trent number 69 is absolutely irate with the referees. He has been done for holding, so that's a 10-yard penalty against the number 69 for Nottingham Trent on the offensive line. And that is Anthony Black.
The fans are enjoying this now. They're getting quite vocal, I think. That's another gimme for the University of Nottingham, and they've not really earned it.
The ball will be placed at the 4-yard line of the University of Nottingham.
And number 10's back on, so no question of what we're going to see here.
I'd be very surprised if we do not
see a bulldoze down the centre.
The defensive line are going to have to be on their toes. Here we go.
Here he goes. Ball, and he is...
He's dragged touchdown.
In for the touchdown. Nottingham Trent take an 18-6 lead with just probably about 3 minutes left in this game. And is that going to be out of sight for the University of Nottingham now?
I mean, I would love to hold on to the fact that the Falcons lost it to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl in the last quarter. Was it 3 touchdowns thrown? But from the way that Wright's been throwing, unfortunately, I'm just not sure it's going to come together.
No, I think the University of Nottingham now, I think that the next possession for the University of Nottingham offense might be one to save face rather than one where they think they can really go ahead and win this game. But like you said, Jack, we've seen incredible comebacks in the NFL. Luke, what do you make of the game, how it's poised at the moment?
I think that Trent have got the upper hand, mainly with the involvement of number 10. I've not seen him involved so far.
He's listed as linebacker/running back, so I think he's been playing more linebacker today.
Well, they've held him back clearly until this quarter. That's going to be a deflected field goal that is no good.
No good. Missed wide left as it took a deflection at the line of scrimmage.
0-4 on the field goals.
No, so Peter Adams going back for the kickoff. Line of Nottingham Trent now. Sam Wright stepping back. Jacob Cheatham comes in motion, picks up the ball on the sweep, and he is looking. Oh, he's going to throw it. Oh, yes, touchdown, the University of Nottingham. Tom Morris.
That is called inbounds.
In the corner of the end zone. What a fantastic play call that is from the University of Nottingham. The ball handed off to Jacob Cheatham on the sweep. We've seen that from the Patriots in years gone by. Cheatham on the sweep, and he throws a perfect dart into the corner of the end zone. Tom Morris catching it, keeping his feet in bounds, and the University of Nottingham are right back in this now.
And that's a massive play. Julian Cheatham Edelman with that throw down there. Sam Wright passing over. It immediately threw Trent out. They didn't know what to expect. Then they took the throw, and fantastic reception within literally
millimeters
of the line.
Where
so
have
close.
These plays been for that, the rest of the game?
I think this is incredible
from the University of Nottingham.
They go for the point after kick as well. Joe Beams back as kicker. Ball is up and he kicks it straight into the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to fall on that one. Beams manages to fall on that and the play is called dead. So fortunate there. The University of Nottingham and Trent not quite getting enough height on their kicks is the major fault at the moment. But the University of Nottingham have brought it back and they're now within a score as they go back to kick. I don't know what was happening there, but Sam Wright, maybe a little miscommunication between the receivers and the quarterback for the University of Nottingham. They will have third down and 10 from their 31-yard line. This is 100% four-down territory, Luke.
Well, you would expect them now to have two potential goes at moving up 10 yards. As you say, you'd think that they are going to use that fourth down if it gets there as an option to continue to move the chains, because they need to, and I would hope that they will throw on both of them.
Trent starting to make some noise now, Trent fans. As the universe, and that's an interception for Trent, and they're going to run it back, and that puts this game to bed. The University of Nottingham surely now cannot come back. Nottingham Trent University's number 48 with the interception return for a touchdown off Sam Wright. That's a very disappointing result from that throw, but very well done by the number 48, Lewis Hyde of the Nottingham Trent University American football team. He seems to have put this game to bed.
We saw it in the first half, didn't we, Callum, when Sam Wright threw that interception pass that was nearly run back for a touchdown, and he's done it again, and it's unlucky, but at the end of the day, when you have to take risks to try and get yourself back into the game, and we were trying to get ourselves back for that win, and unfortunately this year it just hasn't come off.
No, indeed. Sam Wright throwing his second interception return for a touchdown of the game. The University of Nottingham will be sending out their special teams to try and block this punt, maybe return it for 2 points, but at this point, Luke, you'd have to say the hay's probably in the barn.
It was what needed to happen, and Wright did need to try and throw it. They weren't going to move any significant yardage by running the ball. Unfortunately, it looked like it was too much from the pressure. It was a good catch in the secondary. I think that was one of the Trent cornerbacks that caught that, but it was really the pressure from the linebackers and the defensive line that caused him to misthrow that.
And that was first good kick of the game.
Successful kick puts the University, Nottingham Trent University, up by 25 points to 12 here with less than 2 minutes remaining, probably about a minute left.
The University of Nottingham, I'm sure, will just be looking to run that clock down and end the game. There's not really much of them left.
As Sam Wright comes out, he's not under very much pressure, throws the ball long, looking for Morris, makes
a
fantastic catch. Tom Morris has probably been one of the MVPs in this
flag
game,
on
but
that
there is
play.
A flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to come back, is it? It looks like they're going to call pass interference. Oh, no, Tom Morris has put his thumbs up to the referee. Looks like it's going to be on Trent as well, this one. So
I was going to say, I thought I saw some pass interference from Trent D.
It did look like, I mean, Morris took that catch on the floor, basically, and that's what made it even more impressive. He couldn't really move once he'd committed himself to the ground, but I think he did that in response to the Trent defence. They're now going to argue it out there with the refs. Number 52...
Tom Morris
Trent
took it
does not look happy.
Tom Morris fell to the ground. It looked like he slipped, but no, the pass interference call is on Tom Morris himself. Very, very surprising call. It looked from up here for all the world as if Tom Morris had been the one interfered with there, but it's been called back, and that fantastic catch, one of a number that Tom Morris has made in this game, has been taken back, and the University of Nottingham will have first down again.
I don't know if you could hear the Uni of Nottingham crowd were not happy with that. You could hear the boos as the decision was made. I think that's a real shame, but it kind of sums up the game that University have had. For the first time in the game, Trent have found their voices. There it is, the final whistle is gone.
There it is. Time is up here at Harvey Haddon Athletic Stadium. Nottingham Trent University win Varsity. Luke and Jack, just your final thoughts on the game.
I think that it could have very easily gone the other way, and it could well be that Uniov were celebrating for second year of Varsity. The same thing that worked last year did work in phases this year, and there were flashes of brilliance
from Sam Wright as he was pushing that ball to the field. Unfortunately, it didn't happen enough, and that's why the result is it is. Trent now invading the pitch. Uni offer a respectful applause for them. It was a good game of football in the end, but unfortunately one that the Uni offer fans will walk away feeling they've missed out on an opportunity to win.
I think at the end of the day, University of Nottingham did have flares of brilliance, as Luke said, but they were just very, very inconsistent, and Trent just consistently controlled the game at times. I think the University of Nottingham will definitely be disappointed, but at the end of the day, they've had a fabulous season, an absolutely fabulous season, and it's a real shame that they can still go out and be proud of themselves. I mean, there were some huge throws and passes that were thrown and caught, so I don't think it's all bad.
Yeah, a fantastic, fantastic game, a fantastic spectacle, and a very, very fast-growing game for Notts Varsity. Hopefully, it will continue to grow as we see the Trent players make their way back across the field, and the fans still applauding them. The University of Nottingham fans starting to file out now, but an impressive game, a very, very good spectacle all around. Probably at the end of the day, Nottingham Trent University deserved winners of this Varsity point. But with the score 11-8 to the University of Nottingham in the series, it leaves the series finally poised, because Trent can still come back and draw it overall. But for the most part, Trent deserved to win that game. A very physical battle, and very disappointing for the University of Nottingham not to have finished their very, very good season with a Varsity point against their arch rivals.
What did you make of that game? It looked like a very tough game from the stands.
I thought it didn't actually start that well for us, you know. I thought at the end, towards the end, we picked it up really, really well. We all gave it all on the pitch. We left it all on the pitch. And this is Air Horn as well.
Hey, Wagwan.
No, we left it all on the pitch, and we couldn't have asked for a better. I couldn't ask for a better group of people. We couldn't have asked for a better game, apart from winning. We all, like, there was nothing left on the pitch towards the end of that game, definitely.
It was a very good turnout from both sets of fans today. Did the fans play a big part towards the end of that, where we almost came back?
Yeah, definitely. The fans are absolutely amazing. Like, it's so amazing to have such a big group of people on one of the most important games of the year. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better crowd, to be honest.
Yeah, I think knowing that there were, you know, however many people cheering us on that last drive really gave you something extra to fight for, being able to turn around seeing people cheering. We've got a banner out for our Hungarian playmaker saying that he's the Buddha best. I mean, this is the kind of support that you can only really, like, you know, you only get, like, once in a lifetime unless you're a professional athlete. So really appreciate everyone who turned out today.
Our first touchdown was really something amazing. That's such a long, almost 30-yard pass. What was it like watching that from the sidelines?
I mean, I think I just saw it in the air, turned around, just started sprinting around, fucking arms outstretched like Alan Shearer. So I didn't particularly see it, but Sammy D.
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, that's what our scholars can do. We balled out on offense, defense, special teams. Shame we couldn't get the win, but, you know, next year we'll come back strong. We're playing these guys, what, twice, maybe three times next year. So come back strong. Trent, better look out, because we're going to come back. We'll come back big, okay?
This is URN Sport.